You know, I know we thank the fans quite a bit, and, you know, their efforts to come out here is outstanding. But I know talking to Ryan, too, this may sound kind of different, but we do appreciate all of you being here every day as well. And the coverage, and we know you have to show both sides. That's your job. But we do appreciate the coverage, and our players do as well. We made a move this morning. I think that it's out there now that we released Jason Babin. These are difficult decisions, especially a guy that has worked so hard, and to see the efforts he's put into it. I talked to him about, he's a big part of what we're building here and always will be. And I learned a great deal from him. I know we had conversations about things that maybe were important to him being in the NFL, and just our conversations that helped me, things like it's important for a coach or a player to have trust. And he said it's so important, and I think it really resonated with me, even though I knew it was important to hear it from a guy like him. So a lot of lessons I learned. Really appreciate all his efforts. I know our team does too. It's just it's a tough business, tough situation. So, but we respect him greatly as a person, as a player. We cut back a little bit on practice today, not too much though. I think when I talked to the team today was about. I think we play excellent football during OTAs and minicamp. I see high performance from our players. But what I talked to them about is I said, that's not what we're after. We're after football excellence. And there's a big difference there. Excellent football, you see high standards of play every once in a while. But football excellence is consistent high standard of play. And but at least we're seeing that high standard. Now the objective is go compete this next month. Really take advantage of this 4 weeks, compete, come in here ready to go, and then we got transferred from excellent football to football excellence during training camp. And that's our objective. And it's still after, we're all about getting better, and, we believe in getting better, and we believe in victory. Those things always resonate with our players, and it's exciting to see the developments we made, but we still have some ways to go.
Hey, on Babin, was that a nod to the progress, you think, Chris Smith, Rivers, Megan?
Yeah,
Davis.
I think Ryan Davis, guys like that. Those guys have done a nice job. We did have a lot of guys at that spot, but I think it was a situation where he came in and competing and looking at these last couple mini camp practices, the numbers that we have there, and I think we just had to ask some tough questions about the 53, the guys that are going to be up on Sunday. So. We feel that he still has some good games in him. Some good, he's got some really good play in him. As we were just juggling to try to find a way to get it done within our system, we felt like it was best to give him the opportunity to get out there and hook on with another team. Now, I don't know if there is ever a right time or how to do it or, to handle it professionally. We try to do the best we can, but gratefully we're dealing with a man like Jason Babin that, it's tough on both sides.
How much will it help to get the younger guys extra reps at that position in camp and not doing this later down the line?
Well, yeah, I think it's good. You've got a number of guys there, and we're trying to figure out who we have there. And I think that when you have – now we can increase the numbers of guys and get a chance to learn about them more. So, it'll be good for those younger guys.
You said you wanted to bounce back from yesterday. Did you feel they did?
Yeah, I thought we did. And so that's a good sign, that they did come back. And really, it was just we didn't stop practice and talk to them. Hey, all right, now make sure he captures. It was just brought up in team meetings, and they did a good job of it.
I think Jason, you've had a reputation as being a bit of a malcontent before, I guess maybe when he was in Philly. You guys didn't see any of that,
didn't
right?
See, I didn't see any of it. Tremendous. Yeah, tremendous guy. I think with Jason Babin, if he knows there's trust and there's a person is genuine, he ended up being one of our strongest leaders. So even though we went through some tough times, I leaned on him, and he did a great job. Great job.
Did you like Bortles saying yesterday, "I didn't have a good practice"? He'd done that a couple times. I mean, do you like that, a guy being up front?
Well, I think, as long, like we talk about, you got to have humility so you identify your weaknesses. But you don't want to be not – I think he shows confidence. Mm-hmm. He's very confident in his abilities, and he understands, I didn't get this done. So I have to take responsibility from that, get it corrected, and move on. So to me, he shows great confidence in saying it. I think if it came across where he lacked confidence and he was, you know, an effective play, that's a concern. But that's not how Blake is.
But some people will play poorly and claim they didn't. I mean, the fact that he's upfront about it.
Yeah, he's strong. I think it shows a sense of strength.
I wanted to ask you about Sherrard Martin. Before he got hurt this week, what did you see out of him, and how much does his experience starting, you know, so many games in the league?
Well, I think that helps. His experience really adds to the locker room. You know, you see guys like him and Alan Ball connecting, because I think they share, you know, it's almost like him, Alan Ball, Will Blackman. All right, how do we want to take this? How do we want to handle this room? We have some young guys in here. So he fit in right in with those guys and had great input on that. So his leadership, he's extremely hardworking, internally driven, very, very grateful for this opportunity. Very grateful for this opportunity, and performs like, I'm not going to miss this. And anytime you have guys like that in the team, it's good.
How big of a concern is outside linebacker with Watson not doing anything? Geno's being
Changed. I think we got to figure it out with him and see where he is in training camp, and you know, if we can get him back. But we were really pleased with Leroy and the progress he made. So, you know, he showed flashes. That was one thing. You know, where do you put Leroy at will? Do you put him at this auto spot that we created? And he's really done a nice job there. He's really done a good job at auto.
Do you think will Leroy see time in camp competing with Geno?
No, he's right now, our intent is to keep him at auto.
Anybody that's hurt right now that you don't expect to be ready for camp, or you expect them to all be ready?
No, we expect them to all be ready.
Except for Aaron Colvin.
Oh, yeah, Aaron
yeah,
Colvin.
Cool.
Right.
Do you think rookies tell him anything different than what you would tell the rest of the team?
I have
now
with the rookies as just a group.
Before the break, right here.
We addressed it with the team this morning and talked to them, but we talked to each one of them individually. So we know their plans, where they're going, when they're going to come back. You know, we have a pretty good idea, because it's tough now. Technically, we can't call them and ask them, are you working out? And, you know, so we try to get all that taken care of now.
Overall, off-season on field, what did you get?
It's good. I think, like the defense at the end there, they really played with great emotion, enthusiasm, and they're upbeat. And, you know, I think they're developing a personality, and they're gaining confidence in one another. And when you see plays like that or see emotion like that, I think everybody's starting to, you know, understand what their job is. And then it transfers over to that. So you want a defense that plays with that. That's good. I do think that we did show, like I said before, signs of excellent football. It's just that consistency, you know. But I feel like we're a more mature team than we were last year. So we expect greater strides in that area next in training camp.
You said they're more mature, but, like, you know, you're cutting out the veterans, awfully young team. Are those still
mature?
Yeah,
but there? You know what? I think some of our rookies that played a lot last year, they're a year older, you know. We brought in some, you know, like Clem and Red, that brings some maturity in here. Zane Beatles is bringing some maturity. Toby Gerhardt, you know, so you're right. You're always going to have things like that. But overall, you know, the guys that played last year are a year older. Roy Reynolds is a year older, you know.
Did you talk to them about staying out of trouble this next month until I
We talked to the whole team about it.
Today or?
Yeah, today. Uh-huh. And we mentioned it a couple of days ago too, but today about protect the team. Make decisions that are good decisions that, you know, always know that, you know, your decisions affect the whole team, not just yourself.